Palm Sunday is one of the great festivals of the church year. We get to do something a little bit different. We make a procession into the church as an entire congregation, with palm branches in our hands. In our own little way, we get to follow in the footsteps of the great crowd who greeted Jesus so enthusiastically as he entered Jerusalem so many years ago. We get to share in their excitement. We get to join them in shouting praises to God for the Savior he has sent to us. In Palm Sunday, we get a little foretaste of what Paul was talking about when he wrote to the Philippians. We heard in our epistle reading today, "Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." So as we echo the crowd on that day and we join their cry, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." As we say that, we are also looking forward to the day that Paul points us to, when every tongue will indeed confess this. Of course, we know that that's not the case yet. There are still plenty of knees on earth that don't bow to Christ. There are still plenty of tongues that do not confess him as Lord. Even our own tongues sometimes fail to speak in that way. In fact, there are still many tongues on earth that are ready to do the same things to Jesus that he faced later in this Holy Week. Spit on him, curse him, reject him. There are legs that would rather be used to kick him than bow down to him. So what Paul tells us about is clearly something we look forward to in the future, not something that we already see in the present. But we remember, Jesus didn't really see it then, either. Even as he rode into Jerusalem being hailed as the king, even that was still a part of this humility, this humble form that he took on during his earthly life. Paul tells us about that, too. Jesus made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As much as we might enjoy the celebration of Palm Sunday, that's not the whole story today. In addition to Palm Sunday, this day of the church year is also called the Sunday of the Passion. We continue in a few moments by hearing and recalling the story of our Lord's Passion, from his unfair kangaroo court of a trial to his death on the cross. His triumphal entrance into Jerusalem will fade all too quickly. For the next couple of days, he will be in the temple, teaching the people, debating the priests and the Pharisees, telling parables and making prophecies about the future. Then we face the betrayal of Maundy Thursday, the horror of Good Friday. The crowd that shouts, "Hosanna, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord," that crowd will soon be gone. In just a few short days, there will be another crowd shouting, "We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him. Crucify." And Jesus knew this. Time after time after time in the Gospels, we see that Jesus knew without any doubt exactly what would happen to him in Jerusalem that week. But he also knew what his suffering and his death would accomplish in God's plan to save humanity. He knew that this triumphant entry into Jerusalem was just a flash in the pan, a brief moment before the worst days of his life, the ending of his life. And still, he went on. Jesus' humility, the humbleness that he lived his life in, was not just about being born in Bethlehem in a stable, the God of all creation entering that creation in such a quiet, lowly, unimportant place and family. Now, this humility defined his entire life. Even on Palm Sunday, this joyous parade is still a part of it, because he knows where it is leading him. He knows what is waiting for him at the end of it. The King of Kings is there, but he comes humble and riding a donkey. He comes bearing salvation. He knows that no matter how excited and how enthusiastic the crowd is who welcomes him, that this is really just the beginning of his procession to Calvary, the procession that ends with him on the cross. So what about us? Remember what Paul wrote, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." Have this mind among yourselves. In other words, think the way that Jesus thought. have this attitude, this frame of mind that Jesus had, which led him to humble himself. From being God of all creation, eternally begotten of the Father, with all power and all glory and so forth, to humble himself, to be born to a poor Jewish family at Bethlehem, to live and breathe and work as one of us, to go knowingly and willingly to his death on a cross. Think the way that Jesus did, being humble and serving others. One thing we see in the Passion is the contrast between the humility and the gentleness of Christ with the destructive power of human pride. Pride in their position and status, and fear of losing it all, is what leads the chief priests and the Jerusalem elite to pursue the death of Jesus. Pride and self-interest prevent Pontius Pilate from releasing this man whom he believes to be innocent. Pride leads us all to sometimes prefer and pursue our own ways and our own desires over the ways of God and the needs of our neighbors. Pride kills, but humility brings life. Most of all, the humility of Christ, his willingness to refrain from using the divine power that was always his by nature in order to serve humanity and to suffer for them, to redeem them. He humbled himself to the point of death. But then he was raised from the dead and has been highly exalted. As we confess in the Creed, he sits at the right hand of the Father in glory. He has the name that is above every name, and the day is coming when, indeed, every knee will bow and every tongue will acknowledge his lordship. This is the result of his humility and his perseverance, that his glory and his joy were increased by enduring these things set before him by the will of the Father. And so what was the will of God that led to this? Our salvation. The salvation of all mankind? Your salvation. By faith we are made into Christians, into little Christs. And so, just as it was for Jesus, in some way it will be for us as well. His humility and his service ended in this exaltation, the resurrection, the ascension, and now sitting at the right hand of God in great power and glory. And we too can say with confidence, we too will not lose out by imitating his humility. We will not lose any treasures, any joys, even our lives themselves, but we will gain them and far more. Because the promise of God's kingdom cannot compare with anything of this present time. Any loss we suffer is temporary, but the joy and the reward of faithfulness are forever. God works in us the way that he worked through Jesus, that his will may be fully accomplished, both for us and for all those for whom God would use us as his instruments to bring them to the gospel. In this way, we follow in Christ's footsteps, through Palm Sunday, through the cross, into the tomb, and back out of it, into eternal life. And so as we hear the story of our Lord's passion and death, as we receive his body and his blood, as we're shed on that cross for our forgiveness, so that we could be given faith and enabled to follow him in this humility, so that we could follow him into his kingdom. So as we hear and participate in this again, be strengthened, be cleansed, be prepared. May God feed your souls as he does your bodies, and as Paul wished, may your minds be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you too may think like Jesus. Have this attitude in yourselves, which also was in Christ, who emptied himself, humbling himself even to the point of death on a cross. We pray for the work of the Holy Spirit to accomplish this in us, because this is not something we can do on our own. It's not something that we can muster up the willpower to become more humble. It is instead a quality that is created in a person by the work of God the Spirit. We are simply encouraged to live our lives in light of the gospel message. God loves you, and he asks that we trust him to provide in his own time. Meanwhile, living in the imitation of Christ and rejoicing in the righteousness and the forgiveness we have received from him. Because he humbled himself even to death on a cross, we are exalted to heaven, to his presence. And we look forward to the day when all this is finally accomplished, when we do see our Lord face to face, when every knee will bow to him, when every tongue will cry out and acknowledge him for who he really is. We look forward to the day that Palm Sunday is only a brief, fleeting glimpse of. We look forward to the day when all creation will join in the song and this cry, as he said to the Pharisees, "If these people were silent, the very stones themselves would cry out." Even as we walk in this world having the same mind as Jesus, as we empty ourselves and instead walk with him in humility, in service to others, in compassion, sometimes in suffering, our words are still, "Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," because we know that day is coming. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, especially as we continue this week in the remembrance of his suffering and death on the cross, and finally his resurrection from the dead. Amen.